Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Watermark Lofts podcast show. That's right, you guys at the Watermark Lofts, many of you that I've known since 2008, many of you that I've helped in from the pre-construction time, and helped many of you over the years with your units there, trade those units in. Some of you have bought some incredible homes in the area after making a smart trade from that development. So I want to welcome each of you, and I want to make sure that you guys are on the same page as me about this idea of your loft deserving a podcast. I believe that every loft has a story to tell. And since I started doing real estate in 2000, my motto about lofts especially, and yours was a man-made loft, so a soft loft, but Watermark Lofts is the name of the development. I didn't pick it. So basically what I've always said about lofts is every loft tells a story, and I am the storyteller. And I've now extended that into becoming the podcast storyteller, not just for your lofts, but for many of the most notable lofts across the city. For the area that you're in as well, I know it very well. I live not far from there, and I know it well. I know the beach, I know the Danforth, I know Leslieville, and I understand what goes into the mind of a buyer who is looking in this area and why they might be willing to, call your property, their dream home. So the good news about me doing this podcast now for you and keeping it updated with new listings as you guys get listed with me, this is exclusive to those who are listed with me via realestatepodcastshow.com. So for those of you who are listed with me, you get the benefit of being featured in front of this show. So you're like the you're the intro, essentially, to people understanding more about these lofts. But again, having dealt with everything from the property in a pre-construction mode to having family members buy in, and again, so many great clients that have moved in and out over the years. This year, again, nobody expected this to happen, but this year there was a new, I guess you could say there was a new high watermark, if you want to call it that. It's appropriate here. There was a new high watermark, a new sold record set in the complex recently. And I do want to make sure that you guys understand how important it is to know how it happened, to know the sold stories around your area, and so that you, when it's time for you to make this move, that you can make a smart move. So again, with you only having, just a little under 30 units, it's not a big complex. It's very, and this is again because I've had clients there and they've had kids there. I know that it's a very intimate complex. It's very much like its own sort of little private part of the area that you're in, which is the Upper Beach specifically called. Some amazing homes around the area. But again, this little complex is sort of, it's got some advantages that some of the other areas don't. It's got a very much, once you're up in that area, once you've climbed those stairs, it's very sort of, a private little enclave there where, again, you're, you could be sitting outside on your, outside your front door, having your kids ride their bikes around there, all sorts of great stuff. And more I know has happened this year. There's been some nice project improvements as well. So I want to make sure you guys are with me on this idea, and I would love to hear your input. So make sure that you use the voice message button, or by all means, hopefully you're listening to this via my interactive program, which also allows you to register your units, whether you're buying or selling, or just curious about, again, what new records have been sold, what new sold records have been set, I mean, and of course, to keep you updated on what's going on there, obviously any new units coming up, in general, any exclusives that I might have in the area, all that kind of stuff. Once we're connected, again, to me, that's the only time it gets real. And even this podcast is designed to be an introduction. It's not a be-all, end-all. I'm not going to give you all the details, even though I was there again at the hard hat stage. And I know, again, details about the project that some other people don't know because, again, I've been there from the beginning. So I'm able to make sure that you know the history as well as anybody else after we've connected and once you're signed on with me. And again, whether you're selling in September of 2020 or December or next year, I think it's very important, especially now and especially with things that have been happening in the world. It's very important for you to be up to date on what your home values are, I think a little bit more than before. So I would say normally once or twice a year before might have been good. I'm suggesting right now for anybody who's remotely thinking of moving, like this particular month has been incredible for my clients, getting themselves ready, getting on the market. This summer's been, just generally very good for them. So I'm hoping that those of you who are smart about this and do want to make a move in 2020, I would suggest that you connect with me today, get registered right on the site, really easy, and I will get you all the best advice and make sure that you are, again, the place that people are talking about. And there is a process to this. It is not just put a sign in the lawn, open the door, and wait for visitors. That is not how to do it. Some people do that. I don't. So for me, it's all about sharing the story of your properties, the history behind it, the build-up. And again, no major movie comes out 2 days after you see the commercial. I'll use The Irishman and any Martin Scorsese movie. It sometimes is a year or two before you'll get the whole movie or Star Wars or any of that kind of stuff where you'll see just like a 30-second clip and that's it. So I have a similar approach, and that's what this podcast has done for me. Overall, I've had over 35,000 plus downloads of my episodes, and I've featured a number of amazing properties along the way. And this particular podcast is dedicated to each one of you at the Watermark Lofts. I'm celebrating 20 years in real estate this year, so I really wanted to sort of find a way to give back on a much more intimate level, something more one-on-one. Of course, I know it's not comfortable for all of you to have me in the room right now or any realtor in the room right now to discuss things. So I'm 100% comfortable with setting up a Google meeting. I'm 100% comfortable with just a phone call, a video walkthrough of your property, all that kind of stuff, just to get more details settled. And I've been doing a lot of my listings completely contactless. So, I mean, 10 feet away from people if I do need to go come to the property, setting up a lockbox for access, all this kind of amazing, not amazing, but all the sort of necessary stuff right now, because again, we just don't know. The next little while might still be a bit of a mystery as far as this process, and I will definitely continue to make sure that I keep my clients safe and make sure that all safety protocols are followed for showings. I don't do open houses. I'm not going to go back to doing them. I don't think they're a good idea. I don't think they were 5 years ago, but for different reasons. And now I think having 50 people in your property one afternoon, just, not a good idea. And there's also sort of a disadvantage that I'll tell you more about when we meet to that. I'd much rather have, several thousand people download my podcast and get to know my knowledge of properties, my knowledge of loft spaces, my knowledge of the area, and go from there and just have a sort of a normal human conversation, as normal as we can get, either via the digital method or otherwise. But again, this is what this is about. This is about connecting us, you hearing my voice, and hopefully I get to hear yours. Because until then, it really isn't much of a conversation, or it isn't at all. So I really want to make this a conversation and leading to a relationship of some kind with all of you there, and knowing your stories and knowing what you need from me. And that's the one thing I've always strived for, is I want to make sure that I am available for you guys for whatever you need from me at any time, not just when it's time to go, because that to me is not a real relationship. You don't really, you know, you don't, if you've ever had those friends who only call you up when they want something, you'll know that it's not a good relationship to have. I don't like having that. I like having the, you know, checking in with you guys on a regular basis, thanking you for your referrals, like on a much more regular basis, and getting to know how we work. And to be honest with you, you really should know how a realtor works under pressure, because some of people doing my job don't handle pressure very well. I can show you excerpts from Facebook pages as to how much they might disclose about a client that is beyond believable to me, because I would never do that. And they're asking questions, some of the most ridiculous questions I've ever heard about, in one case, you know, there was somebody asking about how to connect with a realtor when their email wasn't in a listing. Just stuff that you would not even think someone that has a license would have to ask. So I want to make sure that you are in the best hands possible and giving you all the best advice. And if after we meet the first time, you're just not interested, or you're just not, you know, not, you're not feeling it, there's no click, then it's over. We don't continue it. We don't, I'm never going to force it. But if we do get along, which I happen to be very proud of the fact that over the last 20 years, many of the clients that I've had in the beginning are still clients now, you'll find that for me, the relationship comes before the transaction. And that, again, is something that's a really big deal, because for me, the transaction has a start and end date, usually very limited, sometimes a week, sometimes less. So that isn't the thing that obviously, you know, I base relationships on. The relationship, again, is me connecting with you, you know, a month before you need me, six months, a year, 5 years, whatever you need, so that you can sort of, again, see what I'm like. And you can sort of watch what happens with me when I'm dealing with properties nearby, giving you insight on that. And of course, like I said, find out how somebody is under pressure. And I mean this for every relationship, and I don't mean to joke about it, but obviously people are different when it comes to going under very high pressure, short-term situations. And that's what selling your property is, and buying a property. It's very high pressure. It's usually short-term. So if the relationship isn't good before, and if you don't have one before, you could sometimes be stepping into a very bad thing if you're, you know, just sort of not doing the research and actually finding out what this person's like overall in just a couple of conversations, which is what I'm suggesting. So meeting up for a coffee, a phone call, whatever you're comfortable with, it is absolutely fine with me. So again, thanks for tuning into this episode of Your Loft Has a Podcast, the Watermark Lofts Edition.